Welcome to Your Classical's Rhapsody in Black, an exploration of classical music that's aesthetically and uncompromisingly Black, from APM. I'm Tess for Wanda Magnew. When you think about the country of Haiti in the Caribbean, you might think about the devastating earthquakes they've experienced, or the voodoo religion that's been practiced there since the 16th century. You might also think about Haiti's history of slavery, which began in the 17th century and included the only successful slave revolt in history. But you might not think classical music has a connection to Haiti. Well, it does. Ludovic Lamont was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti's biggest city, in 1882. His mother was a poet, and she gave Ludovic his first piano lessons. His father and grandfather were also musicians. He studied clarinet and piano at one of the most important schools in Port-au-Prince and developed incredible piano chops. In 1910, Ludovic eventually traveled to Europe on a scholarship funded by German merchants in Haiti. His studies at the Paris Conservatory introduced him to the music of Chopin, who became his favorite composer. When he returned to Haiti a year later, Ludovic played a recital in a well-known theater in Port-au-Prince, commemorating the death of Chopin. From then on, Lamont became known as the Black Chopin, a nickname that hasn't aged well in today's world. You see, we gotta stop calling Black composers something European. Why can't they just be their name? This brother's name is Ludovic Lamont. Lamont's own compositions, like most of Chopin's, were for solo piano. His inspiration came from European classical music and the music of Haiti. He wrote a lot of merengues, a Haitian dance that combines African and Spanish influences and appeals to both elite and working class audiences. When a U.S. occupation of the country ended in 1934, one of Lamont's merengues became kind of an unofficial Haitian liberation anthem. Despite his popularity and recognition, very little of Lamont's music was published in his lifetime. His financial struggles resulted in him selling the home he lived in for much of his life. His supporters helped raise money so he could buy a new home. Today, there's more recognition of his music, with recordings and performances becoming more common. This is Rhapsody in Black, y'all, from APM, with thanks to producer Daniel Naz, technical director Jess Berg, and assistance from Julie Almacher, Andrea Blaine, and Scott Blankenship. You can hear more on yourclassical.org. I'm Tesfa.